Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
51% of you saying no thanks to Dippin' Dots. 49% are saying Dippin' Dots are a good treat. 275 votes in. This is quite a battle on Twitter at Grant H. Paulson. You're listening to The Fan. It is time for your Beltway Blitz. We cover the teams in town you care the most about. We'll get to it in just a second. Today we've been covering the Nats. The race for a Red October is on The Fan. Presented by PVI Office Furniture. Fast, excellent, affordable. Business grows with PVI. Visit their showroom in Frederick, Maryland, or online at PVI.com today. Let's get popping with the Beltway Blitz. Redskins are practicing today on the heels of their first win of the season over the Miami Dolphins. I mentioned that Terry McLaurin will be out and about tomorrow on the Grant and Danny radio program. Craig Hoffman joins us now. Craig, are you there, buddy?
Yeah, I got you.
All right. There's a weird feedback, so I think we'll just get you on the horn because it sounds really bad. We'll get to Craig in just a second. But as they practice today, they're getting ready for the 49ers. Here's my curiosity about this week, Danny.
What's that?
The running game worked, not as well as maybe you would have liked for a matchup against the Dolphins, who were giving up 170 rushing yards per week. But Adrian Peterson goes over a bill. They established the ground game. They did what they wanted to do. They won. You played a team that's probably going 0-16, 1-15. Can you do that against a much better defense? I think we find out on Sunday.
Yeah, you're going to have to find out because that's the way it's going to operate here, I think, for the immediate future.
Let's get Craig's thought on that. Is there any talk from the Skins this week about kind of seeing if this game plan they've got that worked against Miami actually will work against good teams? Because they're going to find out.
Yeah, no, that's exactly what they're going to find out. I mean, they're going to continue to do the exact same things that they did against Miami, I think, for the rest of the year. They're going to hopefully execute it better, and Case Keenum's not going to leave as many yards as he did on the field, which is something he knew immediately after the game, and I'd imagine feels even worse about after watching the tape. But running the ball and sticking with it and that vaunted rush attempt stat that Bill Callahan really loves, because it did have a lot of the effects that they wanted. It kept their defense fresher. They played well through most of the game, and then we'll see if they can execute for the full 60 minutes at a higher level, and that's what it's going to take to beat a team that's not Miami. If not, then it doesn't matter what the plan is. You have to execute any plan better to beat almost any other team in the league.
Yeah, Craig, the 49ers defense, by almost every measure, is the second best in the NFL behind New England, which is one of the great defenses of all time through 6 weeks of a season. They don't allow many yards through the air. They don't allow many yards through the ground. They don't give up many points. Tough challenge here for this offense in week two of Bill Callahan.
Yeah, for sure. And they bring pressure in a way that Miami's just not capable of. You know, guys like Bosa and Armstead and Dee Ford's tough on the inside. He's had a bunch of sacks in the last couple of weeks. So this offensive line that finally last week looked a lot better and didn't have any holding penalties for the first time all season. You know, it's one thing to not hold Christian Wilkins, who's a first-round pick and might be a good player, but that's a different challenge than holding D Ford or Joey Bosa or whoever as they fly by on the outside or get their pass rush moves going on the inside. So can they at least, because the thing about the rushing attempt stat is it's fine. If, you can live with second and eight. It's not ideal, but hey, it's a gain of two. We're in second and eight. That's fine. If you get in second and 18, that's an issue. And that's where the strategy paid off last week, was being at least ahead of the chains. And then they just didn't execute very well on third down against San Francisco. We'll really see if they can be that consistent in their execution to not go backwards with penalties. And that's going to be a determining factor of their success.
If Case Keenum plays like he did this past weekend, and the results would obviously be worse because they're playing a better team.
Yeah.
Would he keep starting? How married to him are they right now?
I mean, I think he's their guy. They seem to be ready to just kind of put Colt behind them. And then obviously Dwayne is as much about Dwayne as it is anything else. But at what point do you go, geez, I know there's going to be some more turnovers and some more sacks, but at least the good will be better. And that's the question that I think is going to get really hard to answer if Case keeps going for 160 yards a game and hovering around 50% completion percentage. Yeah, I don't think Dwayne Haskins has zero turnovers on Sunday against Miami, but he also might have had 250 yards, and that's the hard part. It's not like Dwayne can't win. It's just, you know, him playing right now is good for his development because, you know, there's a lot of stuff identification-wise he's just not going to see, and it's going to be real slow, and he's going to take a bunch of hits, and he's probably going to get picked off. And those kind of key turnover change plays or big negative yardage plays are what lose you football games. You can win a lot more games with 166 yards passing than you can six sacks and three turnovers from your quarterback, even if the yardage is higher on the quarterback. So it's tough, man, because, you know, seeing Case operate like at that level had to be really hard for Kevin O'Connell and Bill Callahan and all those guys. But they're hoping, I think, as he gets more back into the mix and, you know, has a little bit more consistency in his practice regimen and gets a couple of games that he gets going. But, I mean, I know if I was like Colt McCoy, for instance, I'd be really ticked off going, all right, yeah, I did that, but mine was against the Patriots and yours was against the Dolphins. Why are you starting, not me?
Craig, super quick, yes or no, do you expect Trent Williams back this week?
No.
Thank you very much, Hoff. We will talk to you very soon.
At your service.
There he goes. I only do Craig's on the Beltway Blitz, Tommy. Craig Heist covers the Nationals. Heisty, your takeaway from last night's game, is it the offense breaking out? Is it Steven Strasburg's continued dominance for the starting staff? Is it something in between? Just give me your thoughts.
It's both. I mean, how can you not? The offense is continuing to produce for its starting pitching, and the starting pitching in the first three games of this series has pitched to an ERA of 0.0, and I don't think you can get much better than that.
Heisty, the atmosphere last night blew me away. The wild card game was great, and then this kind of rivaled that, I thought, better than the two division series games. You've been to a lot of games at Nats Park. What'd you think?
Oh, it was outstanding. I mean, they were in it from the first pitch, and obviously when the third inning came around and they put four on the board, the place went nuts, and Strasburg settled in. He struck out 12. And that just gave the fans every reason to cheer, and you got to give the fans a reason to cheer. And the Nationals certainly did that last night. And, you know, Patrick Corbin's got to be sitting there going, well, nobody's let up an earned run yet. What do I have to do tonight?
Seriously, the bar has been raised. If you don't do seven shutout, did you even pitch, bro?
That's right, exactly. But you know what? Hey, maybe the best thing out of last night was a 1-2-3 by Fernando Rodney and a 1-2-3 by Tanner Rainey. Eighth and ninth inning. What do you think of that?
Yeah, that was something. It's going to be good to get Yan Gomes back in the lineup tonight as well, who always catches Patrick Corbin. What did you think of Victor Robles last evening? Did his gait look okay to you when he tracked that ball into right center field?
Yeah, I kind of thought so. And he made two nice running catches last night. And, of course, came up with the home run late. So I think he's back and ready to go. And obviously you'll see him out there again tonight starting in center field. But what a luxury to have Michael A. Taylor there if something goes wrong.
What's your take on Dippin' Dots?
Dippin' Dots?
Yeah.
They're all right. I mean, I don't really consider it ice cream.
Thank you.
You know.
Would
but,
you prefer ice cream or Dippin' Dots?
Oh, ice cream, without question.
Okay, but if you had the choice of Dippin' Dots or no refreshing treat, would you take Dippin' Dots or not go walk to the Dippin' Dots stand?
Well, you got to remember, I'm diabetic, so.
Well, what does that have to do with anything, Star?
Well, okay, true. But by the same token, I think I would bypass the Dippin' Dots and go with something else.
All right, my
Thank
man.
Thank you, Heisty. Tom, that's not a win for you. That's not a win for you.
I don't think that's a win for Thommy.
Don's applauding when Heisty said they're all right.
Yeah. He said they're passable.
He's like, they're all right.
They're fine.
They're all right.
Although, you know, you have a compadre in Pete. Pete texted me and said he's a Dippin' Dots mark.
Pete and Dots loves it.
Grant and Danny on the Fan. We've gone hard with the Nats with you guys. First time today the phones are open. So let's get you back on the horn at 800-636-1067. Let's do this next. The age of this ball club. Last night, if you're 35 and over, you had a big night. How has that positively influenced things for the Nationals? We'll get into that on the Fan. Fernando Rodney got right last night. You know everybody involved is doing their job. Grant and Danny on 106.7 The Fan. I just got a picture sent to me that I requested so that I had the specific details. This is from Hollywood Casino in Charlestown from the 22nd of March, 2019. So that was, I think, when we were there for the tournament, I'm guessing. right? Isn't that right around
that
March
sounds
Madness?
Sounds right. Yeah.
$100 straight bet on the Nationals to win the 2019 World Series. A bet made by your pal.
Uh-huh. This was part of the Grant Paulson Kennel Club at that point, I think, right?
This was that.
Yeah.
Going into the start of the year, put $100 on them to win the World Series. 13-1 odds means your boy could be cashing a $1,400 ticket if the Nats hang on and win the World Series.
How about that?
Everybody feasts. Do a nice lunch for the show or something.
It'd be fun. It'd be fun. I get $50 if the Nats win the NLCS.
How'd you pull that off?
My buddy was like, hey, do you want to get in for $50? And I said, yeah. That's all. I haven't done anything.
That sounds good.
But he's going to pay me $50. Those are the kinds of transactions that I like, where I do no work, and I just respond to a text. And then I get money if it happens.
I like those.
More of that. If anybody has a job offer like that for me, you text me and offer me money. If I don't do anything, more than happy to take it.
But you have to pay a little bit of money, right?
No, I had to do nothing so far. I guess if they lost, I would have had to pay him $50.
Right. Then you Venmo him. Dakota Hudson pitches for the Cardinals tonight. He was the 34th pick in the 2016 draft out of Mississippi State. He gets the ball for them. He pitched 4 2/3 innings, gave up 4 runs, only 1 earned in his only other start this postseason in Game 4 of the Division Series against the Braves. The Cardinals won that game. He did have a 1.86 ERA in his final 9 starts of the season. For the Nationals, lefty Patrick Corbin starts. This is why they paid him $140 million. Mike Rizzo wanted, after Scherzer and Strasburg pitched, one more arm on the hill that gave the Nats a really good chance to win. And tonight they have that in the form of a lefty who struck out 238 batters and sported a 3.25 ERA this season. He's an all-star caliber arm. That's why he got paid the big bucks in the 6-year contract that he did. His first playoff start against the Dodgers was really good. Remember, he walked the world in the first inning and allowed a run. But after that
was nails.
6 innings, no more earned runs, and 9 strikeouts. And he's pitched in relief. He had the bad relief outing against the Dodgers, then a really good one that helped them win in L.A., and maybe more importantly, came in for one batter and got a big out against the Cardinals in this series. So Corbin and Hudson, your pitching matchup tonight for Game 4, a win and the Nats sweep. First pitch, 8:05 tonight. You can hear the game right here on The Fan.
So tougher matchup tonight than maybe against the Dodgers. I know that sounds counterintuitive, but the Dodgers have such a left-handed centered lineup, minus Justin Turner, who's a bopper who hits everybody equally
well.
For
Corbin, you're saying.
For Corbin is what
yes.
I mean. So the big hitters right now for St. Louis, and listen, it's glorious that Paul Goldschmidt has done nothing in this series. That guy's a superstar. Any swing of the bat can be the next one where he plates you. Marcelo Ozuna got a couple good swings off last night. And Jose Martinez, all of a sudden, is the world's toughest out. I don't know when that happened. I don't know when that guy became a guy that's impossible to strike out and just hits line drives everywhere. But that middle of the order, with Goldschmidt, Ozuna, Martinez, and Molina for lefty-right matchup. Not ideal for Corbin, but he's good enough to get everybody out. And you'd like the Nats to kind of do what they've done here. A little bit of early offense. Cardinals tighten up a little bit. Go ahead and cruise through 6 or 7, Patrick.
Yeah, if he gives you 6 innings tonight.
You feel good, don't you?
Well, I think you'd be very disappointed in him because he didn't give you 7.
That's right. Our new scale. That's
and
right.
Strike out 13.
Hey, did you shut him out?
No, but seriously, yeah. If he gives you 6, I think you're happy. You're content. I mean, the question becomes really, how does he throw in those innings and what's the score? Because you'd like to be able to just go to the A bullpen and protect the lead if you hit Dakota Hudson a little bit. Now, last night, I didn't think they'd be able to hit Jack Flaherty. I didn't love the matchup for the lineup, and they raked. Tonight, I actually liked the lineup more for a heating up offense that is feeling itself a little bit after double-digit hits last night.
But Hudson's no slouch, though.
He's not. First-round pick, as I mentioned, read the numbers. He was great in the second half of the year. But maybe this is the game now where you go, oh, they should have 7 or 6 runs and 10 or 11 hits, and now they get 1 run on 2 hits. Who knows? I mean, this postseason really has, start to finish, been utterly unpredictable.
Right.
The games that you feel like, they're facing Walker Buehler or Josh Hader's coming in, they're cooked. That's where they break out, and it's kind of the more baffling, flummoxing back of the rotation arms they've had a little bit more of an issue with. As far as Corbin goes, you know, he has not been as sharp lately as far as strike throwing. And his first innings are a bit of an issue.
Yeah, they've been wonky.
To me, the key for him is to get out of the first throw and strikes. He's had almost like this Gio Gonzalez feel to him early in these games, where it's a lot of balls, it's a high pitch count, it's nibbling. He throws that slider a lot. So for him, What has to happen is he's got to be able to locate his fastball and get ahead with count leverage, and then he drops the slider up below the strike zone. His slider's not a pitch, really, that he throws in the strike zone generally for swings and misses. It's in the dirt. It's low. It's a lot of Yan Gomes trying to take it off the chest protector on a bounce. So he's got to be able to throw the fastball for strikes, and he normally misses bats. He's deceptive. But lately, the pitch count's been more elevated, and he just hasn't gone as deep into starts. I looked this up. He hasn't thrown 7 innings since August. Like, he made 6 starts in September,
That's
and he
right.
didn't get out of the 6th inning into the 7th one time.
Because of some early elevated pitch counts. I mean, look at a start where he, again, in Atlanta, where he wasn't very good. 6 bases on balls in that start. He had a 4-walk start against St. Louis.
Outing I'm talking about.
And that's not him, right? When he's right, and you saw it, you saw a couple starts this year where he was just unbelievable, cruising through 6, 7, sometimes 8 innings. It's strike one with something, whether it's the get over curveball or a located fastball, and then it's guys waving at pitches out of the zone, right?
No pressure, by the way, Patrick Corbin. Anibal Sanchez took a no-hitter into the 8th. Max Scherzer into the 7th. And then Stras struck out a dozen last night in 7 innings without an earned run. Go get him.
If you give up an earned run tonight, do the other pitchers even talk to you?
Keep the line moving. I mentioned, by the way, about Strasburg that he was the 3rd pitcher ever with 12 or more strikeouts and no walks in a 7-inning outing in the playoffs. There's another stat that came out, someone sent me, which I like. Strasburg joins Tom Seaver, Jim Palmer, Bob Gibson, and Garrett Cole. How's that list?
Wow.
The only pitchers to ever have multiple 12 strikeout games in the playoffs, because he's done it twice this postseason.
That's unbelievable.
He's got 4 double-digit strikeout games in his career now.
That's a who's who right there.
Yeah, it is. Your calls are next, 800-636-1067. That's your pitching matchup. Dakota Hudson, the right-hander for St. Louis. Patrick Corbin, the lefty for Washington. What are you expecting from the former Diamondback in year one here in D.C.? Corbin, as he tries to pitch the Nationals to their first ever World Series.
When I got out of the parking lot last night, I don't know, it was like 12:15, 12:30 or so, I was thrilled. I went downstairs, Tommy, and I saw my little Ford Fusion, the little guy, little fella, just charging up, knowing that I wouldn't have to pay for gas for yet another week. Charging up so I could drive home and back, right? That's how I do it. Then I charge it up. It's charging up right now so I can drive home and back. You see where I'm going with this? I got my Ford Fusion at Ted Britt Ford. I recommend you go to Ted Britt Ford and have a similar experience to me, which was great. Right now, season for change, right? The fall, the temperature's getting colder. The leaves are going to start falling to the ground, plummeting to their demise. You take advantage. Now, right meow, $11,000 off the MSRP on a new 2019 F-150 truck. No payments, 60 days. $13,000 below MSRP on a 2019 Escape. Again, no payments, 60 days. $8,000 off Rangers. $8,000 off Mustangs. $7,000 off Ford Explorers. All of the above, no payments for 60 days. I love Ted Britt Ford. You will too. Go and see them in Fairfax or Chantilly. And when you go, please just tell them any such.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Yeah, so that guy took my gig. That's the end of the story. That guy took it.
It's the one.
Yep.
I've seen him before. With Danny, I'm Grant. This is The Fan. You can call us at 800-636-1067. You can also tweet us.
At Funny Danny for me. And if you want Grant Paulson, you can't just tweet Grant Paulson. You got to put that H in there. That H is for Pulse. Grant H. Paulson.
The Washington, D.C. Defenders have a quarterback. Cardale Jones.
That's my quarterback.
The D.C. Defenders.
Is it just the D.C. Defenders? Uh-huh. Cardale Jones out of Ohio State will be their quarterback. So your quarterbacks in the league are Landry Jones with Dallas, Cardale Jones with D.C., and then the other names that I recognize were Matt McGloin, the former Penn State quarterback.
Oh, sure. Red-haired
guy? Raiders, New York Guardians, and Aaron Murray, used to play at Georgia. Tampa Bay Vipers.
I remember seeing that dude, Aaron Murray, as a freshman for Georgia, where they didn't have much help.
He could play.
And he was getting killed, but still, like, having Georgia be in games, I thought he was going to be really good. It never really materialized.
There were also quarterbacks that were taken in the first phase of the draft today. The defenders also drafted Tyree Jackson, who was the big, tall kid in the combine from Buffalo.
Buffalo.
Yeah, big Where arm.
He didn't catch on in the league?
Apparently not.
No, I think he was practice squatted and never got on an active roster.
Wow.
And then Connor Cook, if you remember, from Michigan State.
Sure. Oh, he went today?
Yeah. I don't remember what team, but he was drafted. He was not assigned like Cardale Jones
was. That guy started a playoff game in the NFL, sadly enough, for the Raiders. Matter of fact, I think Matt McGloin got hurt, and then Connor Cook started or something along those lines.
Something
maybe
like
the other way
happened.
Around.
Yeah.
But yes, that is good. So the XFL quarterbacking shuffle is continuing, and their draft is going on today. We're talking about the Nats, though. They're a win away from the World Series. It would be the first time a D.C. team competes in a World Series in 86 years, dating back to 1933. The Senators in 24, 25, and 33 participated in the World Series. Last night, in front of 43,675 screaming Nats fans, Jack Flaherty's .9 earned run average in the second half of the season was turned into a 9.0 as he gave up four runs in four innings and got run from the ball game. The Nats have now won 15 of 17. They haven't lost back-to-back games since September 13th and 14th over a month ago. Anthony Rendon, a couple more hits, is up to 379 in the playoffs with an 1,100 OPS, hitting over 400 in this series. Was on base three more times last night. Let's go to Sean in D.C. on Grant and Danny. You going to the game tonight?
I might. I think my company might be giving me a ticket. So if they do, I will. But if not, then I'll watch it at home.
Nice.
But,
good luck
we'll
with
go
that.
To a sports bar. Yeah, hey, man, I'm excited. You know who it is, a.k.a. Seize the Moment. I've been saying it for the longest. We need a title from the Nationals. This feels like the cap season run, man. We no longer playing with house money. We got a golden opportunity, man. We don't know what the team's going to look like next year, and I think we need to take advantage of it, man. We got a great shot here. So let's do it, man. Let's do it.
Appreciate you, buddy. So here's what where I like that call is he's right about, you know, early on it felt like, well, we weren't supposed to be here anyway, so see what happens in the wild card game. We're down a bunch of innings into that game, probably shouldn't have won. Let's see what happens in the division series. You're not supposed to beat the Dodgers. Well, it's the LCS. It's a toss-up series with a good Cardinals team. We'll see what happens. Now, all of a sudden, you get to the World Series if you win one more of these games.
Right.
And they still have to do that. But assuming they can win one of the next four and they get to the World Series, you look around and you go, Ryan Zimmerman is not under contract for next year because they're not going to pick up his option. Maybe you keep him around on a 1 or 2 year deal. Howie Kendrick is not under contract. And, you know, we'll talk about this more in the offseason. Is the type of guy probably you would want to let walk because it's just impossible to replicate this year, next year. You'd be paying for a year he can't give you at 37 years old. But maybe he's on his way out. You look at whether it's the option on Adam Eaton or Yan Gomes, maybe one of those guys walks if you don't keep both of them. Obviously, Anthony Rendon's a free agent who's going to hit the market. Steven Strasburg could opt out. What they had in the clubhouse this year, what they have right now, is a once-in-a-generation situation. These guys loving playing with one another. This is a nuance. As analytical as I am, as numbers-driven as I am, this
you
is something that cannot be statistically evaluated and cannot be created with a GM just kind of putting algorithms together and looking at numbers. This is a freak thing that has happened in your favor and your benefit where the perfect combination of pieces have all fit together in that clubhouse. You'll never have this again. Doesn't mean you can't get back to the World Series. If you lose Rendon,
but this set of ingredients.
If you lose Strasburg, it's going to be a while. But yeah, now that you're here, potentially, if you win tonight or one of the next four, it almost doesn't matter if you're supposed to be here or not. Take advantage. This is a rare, brilliant, once-in-a-career opportunity. Guys like Ryan Zimmerman have been playing for 15 years, never got out of the first round. This magic carpet ride has taken you right to the doorstep. You got to try to walk through.
Well, think of this. The caller brought up something that I've wanted to sort of just kick around with you. What team am I talking about? Coach under fire nearly got fired, right? A lot of people are upset. Team that with an aging core of players that have been taking swings at this for a while never gets over a certain point, so it's believed that maybe they can't do it. Group that sort of takes some inspiration from somewhere unlikely catches fire and does more than they ever have? Is that the Capitals of a couple years ago, or is it the Nationals? I mean, these similarities are eerie in a lot of ways with what this group went through.
That's true.
And it's obviously two different sports, and it means next to nothing. It just happens to be both here in D.C. But what it's led to is that formula of it is truly us against the world. A lot of people want to do the us against the world. Like, nobody believed in us. Actually, lots of people believed in you. New England Patriots, you're believed in by everybody, universally. We don't like you, but you're great.
You don't get to play that game.
Nobody believed in this group.
I heard A.J. Hinch do that the other day. He was the Astros manager.
Everyone believed in you.
Who were World Series champs 2 years ago and won 100 games the last 2 years and should have got to the World Series last year, lost to the eventual champion Red Sox in the ALCS. And they're back in the ALCS for a third straight year. And you're circuit-to-circuit winners of your division. And he's doing this like, against the odds. You don't get to do that.
You are the favorite. Yeah, I picked you to win the World Series. Not that I matter, but you're the best team in the world.
Teams that deal with things and overcome no one counting on a win, no one expecting good things. You're not one of those teams. Kenny's in Panama City. Hey, Kenny.
Hey, guys. Is this really happening? This is crazy. When my family and I, we were stationed back in California. Back in 2005, we said, we need to find a baseball team to cheer for. My wife went to D.C. back in her college days and fell in love with D.C., and they just moved to D.C., and we said, sure, let's go for them. And we've been waiting for this day, this moment, since then.
Well, welcome aboard, man. How fun is this?
It's unbelievable.
It's crazy.
It's too much fun. I've been out at sea I'm in the military, and we've been out at sea, and so I haven't been, the internet, not that great out there, and so it's been real spotty. The division series, I had to go to sleep early and woke up to some extremely great news. And then I actually get to watch the game here. So it's absolutely incredible. I can't believe it. And it seems it's something special right now. Something's happening. The guys are all working that they're just in that groove where everything is firing right.
Well,
appreciate you, buddy.
Appreciate the call. Appreciate your service. I got a text, I don't know if you were listening earlier, from someone with the team, and I read the text, I'll do it again.
It's a great four-word phrase.
It's the perfect four words about this team. They said, it's coming together. It's all coming together, they said. It's all coming together. And you couldn't kind of say it more succinctly or better. The plan for years has been this, and for whatever reason, one thing or another, it didn't happen. And now, all the best-case scenarios of, well, if our starting pitching does this, if Max is great and Strauss is great, if our fourth starter, Roark or Gio, now Anibal Sanchez, gives us a really good game one, if we get the timely hitting, if our veteran comes through with a double in a big spot, if we get the two-out base hit to take the lead in game three, Adam Eaton, it's all coming together. And it really did start in that clubhouse. It started with Martinez and some of the players that are keys on that bench who are veterans. The movement in baseball is to go young and go cheap. The Nats spent a little more money and went older, and it is bearing fruit. 800-636-1067. What do you think Patrick Corbin does tonight? Does he make it 4-for-4 as far as quality starts and gems from your starting rotation? Or are the Cardinals due to finally get going offensively? Can you really hold a team down as much as the Nats have for four straight games? Or Grant and Dan?
The pitch to Kendrick. Swung on and belted to the gap in left center field. This one is down and will roll to the wall. Rounding second, Rendon heading for third. The ball not picked up by Ozuna. Rendon waved home. Will score standing easily without a play as the ball just comes in from left center field. Howie Kendrick has done it again. He drives in his third run of the game and his ninth run in nine postseason games. This is how he does it. It's the Nationals 5 and the Cardinals nothing. Listen to this crowd.
Pumped for Charlie Slows, who's been here from the beginning. Dave Jagler, a year later, has been great on these broadcasts for years and years, getting to enjoy this run. They've been waiting for a long time to call LCS baseball. And in three tries, they've called three wins, and hopefully it'll be 4-for-4 as of tonight. You can hear them at 8:05 right here on 106.7 The Fan. I'm expecting a quality start from Patrick Corbin. I don't think he'll be as good as the three guys who have come before him were.
And that's no insult, by the way, because this is transcendent performances here.
And it's just a do theory thing for me. Call me Grant Bickle, but I just believe that this Cardinals team is better than its production. And at some point, Paul Goldschmidt, who's an MVP-type bat in this sport, Marcell Ozuna had a couple of hard line drives last night, is going to either hit a ball out or hit a ball off the fence. Something's got to give for them to start barreling some baseballs. I think he goes 6 innings, 3 runs. I think the Nats absolutely have a chance to win. I'll say they lose tonight 4-3, and they've got to try to get back to the drawing board in Game 5. I certainly hope they close it out as soon as possible. And if that means tonight and I got to worry about being rusty because I got a week off before the World Series,
so be it. We need some rest, you and me. But we're not even playing.
Oh, yeah. Let's get a little sleep. And so do they.
Seriously, man.
You know, everybody does.
You and me are just fat zilches whose voices are sore. Those guys could use a little time out.
I'll say this. I think it benefits the pitchers a ton to get a week off. Mm-hmm. I think the hitters to then have to get ready for a game against the Yankees or the Astros after a week of doing nothing.
Yeah, potentially sitting around, then you got Garrett Cole.
That's
brutal. Or Justin Verlander. Good luck with that.
But I will worry about that, A, when they win, and B, a week from now. For this moment, let's just stick to the script here. It's the Cardinals. It's the Nationals. I got 6 innings, 3 runs, 7 strikeouts for Corbin, giving the ball to the bullpen.
I got a very similar line. I think he does go 6, gives up 3 runs. I've got 8 punchies, a couple walks, and I think you're right. I think it's Ozuna maybe pops one, or maybe it's Martinez who's put together good at bats. Maybe Molina gets him for a big base hit. I think the Nats win tonight, 5-4. I think they find a way against Hudson, whether it's a comeback one more time.
Wet paper
or whatever,
towel.
And you get that wet paper towel out, because what you want to do is clean up all the mess, right? It's not, you don't use a broom. That's not good enough for a sweep. You got to get a wet paper towel down, and it picks up all the dirt.
Where can we get Dippin' Dots to celebrate tomorrow? I mean, they don't sell those anywhere. Would you have to buy those at the ballpark and put them in a cooler?
I think like right outside section 108, 109.
I don't know if they'll stay good through the night. That's the issue.
Well, it is the ice cream of the future.
It is.
And that true. Would be future eating of the ice cream.
You just need dry ice to keep it cold.
Okay. So I'll just grab some dry ice.
You got a dry ice guy?
From right around. You know, they should have some in the kitchen, right? The dry ice is
where
everywhere.
Doc Brown got his plutonium. You just got a guy.
Let's go to Dan in Annandale, home of the Adams. What's up, Dan?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
How are you?
I'm good. Hey, I'm really loving the show today.
Thank you, pal.
This window is now. I mean, this is it. Like you guys were talking about last segment, we have two players represented by the most greedy agent on the face of the earth that are set to do big money, are due for big money next year. And I don't see how we keep both. We have to capitalize. I mean, that's just the bottom line. We weren't supposed to be here, but why not us since we're already this far? We already have the third largest payroll in all of baseball, and we're going to add two potentially max deals never seen before with Scott Boras representing these guys. We got to get it done.
Appreciate you, man. It's a good phone call. Here's what I will add to that, if I can really quickly. These gates that the Nats are now drawing are massive. Massive boosts in money. This makes up for whatever perceived down regular season there was. There was some disappointment from what I was told in terms of tickets sold, you know, revenue during the regular season. When I was talking with people with the organization about how could you possibly let Rendon walk, they would bring up to me that the Dodgers draw 40,000 plus. We draw about 20,000. We're not the Dodgers. We're not the Yankees. The gates that they are now getting in these playoff games, a wild card game, 2 division series, as of tonight, 2 LCS games, 5 playoff games of 40,000-plus people, it has made up for their regular season. This money that they are making hand over fist is not just right now, though. People are buying tickets for the LCS games and for the World Series already by signing up for tickets next year. That's how you do this right now. You know that, right? So if you want to buy a World Series ticket, I believe the way it works right now is you then get a ticket deal for next season. And I don't think it has to be all 81 games. I don't know how it works. But my point is they are making money hand over fist right now.
And rightfully so. Now's the time.
They should.
Yes.
They should.
It's what you do.
All you've done is the correct process for years, and you're reaping the benefits now. Rizzo's been great. Hadn't gotten enough credit for it. A lot of people in town have questioned him. The front office all the way down, they have been brilliant for years and years and years. They deserve to make all this money. But here is my point.
Mm-hmm.
You take this money, you put it in a big bag, you turn around and you hand it to Anthony Rendon. There is now way less excuse than before this run to not pay this guy. If your regular season ended and the attendance wasn't good because fans didn't come out enough, and that's all correct and fair, and people can be annoyed by that, and you're allowed to be. I'm just going to keep saying correct things. But you know what? If that was a big issue for you in terms of spending that kind of money, I understand that. But you've now made this run, and if you win tonight, you will have around 7 games of playoff gates, at least,
yeah,
at your ballpark, that where 43,000 people came and bought beer and ate pretzels and bought jerseys and T-shirts. The money they are making is astronomical. That money needs to be reinvested into and reallocated in Anthony Rendon.
This is the dividend for the shareholders right here, right?
This is the one, man. And you want more of these nights? They're very possible. You could have more of these as soon as next October. But you got to keep that guy. 800-636-1067.
That's well put by you, man.
Grant and Danny on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.